And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a great day out there. We're going to talk about investing in residential rental real estate. If you're new to the program, my name is Andy, as I said, and I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited for over a dozen years now. And I did retire myself by investing in single-family houses, and I also now invest in apartments, doing the things that I was taught at Lifestyles Unlimited. And for today's show, I'm going to take a kind of a special focus. It's dedicated to all the 50-year-olds out there. Are you 50? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Why the 50-year-olds? I'm not trying to discriminate here, right? We don't do that in real estate by any means, but, well, I recently rolled the odometer over another year and into a new decade. So I joined that very esteemed club, the 50-year-olds. And I'm not quite sure what to think of this milestone. It doesn't seem like a whole lot has changed. You know, I seem to be the same guy. We did get a new dog. That's changed in my life, I guess. But, I got together with some buddies to celebrate just something low key. And these are guys that I've known going back to second grade. And we were talking about it. And none of us feel any different. Still feel, you know, pretty darn young, doing the things we want to do, you know, albeit with perhaps more responsibilities around us, kids, maybe parents as well. And I don't know about you, but if you are 50, are you having fun? Are you enjoying life? Well, I sure am. And again, maybe it's because I do have a young child at home. He's 7. Or maybe it's that new dog. Or maybe it's the fact that, as I mentioned, I was able to start investing in real estate a dozen years ago and was able to retire from corporate America early while still in my 40s. I now own my own time, my schedule, my choices, my lifestyle. So I choose these things. And you know, if you look way, way back in our past, Abraham Lincoln, you know him, he said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." So how do you get more life in your years? If you are 50, like I am now, but you are tethered to a desk, you're working 40 hours, maybe more per week, plus what, another additional hour or so sitting in traffic. I commuted across town to see a house yesterday, and it took me a while. It took me a while sitting in traffic. You know, so you're tethered to the desk, you're tethered looking at those brake lights, those increasing responsibilities, right? Those can be a problem. You've got obligations, you have debt, you have the car payment, you've got that kid either heading towards college or maybe already in college costing you a bundle. This is no time to think about giving up the security of a regular paycheck. But you can. You can follow the same path that I did. And we say it all the time here, you can retire in 5 years or less. So if you are 50 now, like I am now, still hard to believe, you could be retired early by the age of 55. If you're listening and you're 55, you could do it by the age of 60 or even sooner. You know, we have members that do it much, much quicker than even 5 years. So let's talk about how. And we do it by creating cash flow through real estate investing. And I want to lay that out for you today. And by the way, age, you know, 50 is my focus, obviously, in my own brain, since I've achieved that ripe old age, but age really does not matter for today's discussion. So if you are in your 20s, or you're in your 30s, or your 40s, or bespoke 50s, or 60s, 70s, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can do the things that we're going to talk about today as well. And you can retire, whether 20 or 50 or 60, you can retire in 5 years or less. By the way, age does not matter. Gender does not matter. I'm a guy talking here on the radio. In fact, all the radio hosts at the moment are men. But don't let that dissuade you if you are a woman. There are a ton a ton of successful women that I have met over the years at Lifestyles Unlimited that are just out there killing it, doing great as investors in the real estate space, taking back their own time, having more time for their kids, for their families. So age does not matter, gender does not matter, and oh, by the way, location does not matter. Now, I'm coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, and Lifestyles Unlimited originally was founded down in Houston over 30 years ago, three-plus decades ago, not quite 50, but quite old in terms of an organization, over 30 years. But we're now well beyond the borders of Texas. We're in many states across this great nation, investing in states everywhere. So location does not matter. If you're on the coast where life is a little bit more expensive and investing in real estate generally doesn't make sense, that's okay. We say it all the time. Live where you want. Invest where it makes sense. Age does not matter. Gender does not matter. Location does not matter. Okay, but for the course of the show, since I did hit this milestone, I am going to take a magnifying glass out, and we're going to look a little bit closer at my cohort, at my peers in the 50 plus, say 50 to 59 bracket. Because although I've said it multiple times now, age does not matter. For a lot of people, the retirement benchmark, let's say, does remain an age in their minds, and this may be you as well. So I want you to get out there, and I want you to figure out a plan so you can do what we're doing, so you can do what we're talking about, and we're going to get you there. But I do want to examine my cohort, my age group, because naturally when I hit 50, I was curious, talked with my friends and whatnot, but did a little bit of digging. And I've got some numbers for you just to kind of set the stage. And had I continued to work until the prescribed retirement age for my group, for my birth year, it's 67. That's 17 years from today, or from this age. Fortunately, I did retire from corporate America a number of years ago at the age of 47. So 20 years ahead of time. So do remember this. Age, it's just a number. Age is just a number. Retirement is not. Retirement is not. But let's talk age 50, and let's take a look at a few of our numbers, see how my cohort is doing. And if I'm on that conventional wisdom path to retirement, right, waiting for age 67, waiting until I have a pile of treasure in my 401k, well, how do things look? Let's start there. And there's an article. This was on Yahoo Finance, sourced through a place called Smart Asset. They do financial planning, but the title is Flirting with 50s. Well, I'm there. You should have this much in your 401k account. And I'm not going to go through all the details here. They do the standard analysis where when you retire and you draw down at 4%, you need to have 6 times your annual income, etc. Bottom line number, if you are 50 now, like I just became, they say you need to have $600,000 in your 401k right now in order to retire with $1.5 million by the time you get to the mid-60s. So that naturally begs the question, how does that actually look? How does that actually look? So naturally, I looked around a little bit more, and Vanguard, one of the 401k providers out there among others, they've got obviously a lot of data to look at, and they put together a couple of numbers. And for unfortunately, my age bracket, they viewed 45 to 54 and 55 to 64. So we span almost two decades here, but the average 401k account balance for us ranges in those two brackets from $142,000 to $207,000. So if I need to be at $600,000 today to achieve retirement at the prescribed age of 67, I am very much behind if I am in that cohort with those balances. That's pretty bad. That's the average, by the way. And as you and I know, there are people that are putting away as much as they can every year, doubling up, etc. They have very big balances. They're pulling up that average. So if we look at the median, which is the exact middle point across the data set, oh, it gets pretty bad. 48,000 to 70,000. Much, much, much below. Much below that 600K. So we have a big gap. We have a really big gap. Now I was curious, okay, maybe we're not all putting our money into the 401k. Perhaps we're just saving it. Maybe it's going into the bank accounts. Well, another provider out there that looks at savings. Put some numbers together. This is SoFi. I get emails and I get letters from these guys all the time, by the way, trying to sell me small lines of credit and loans and whatnot. But they have some data for us as well. Same sort of bracket, 45 to 54 and 55 to 64. So I'm right in the middle there. Our average savings range from $48,000 to $58,000. So apparently no. We're short on the 401k side, right, to hit that prescribed $1.5 million by mid-60s. We're also short on the savings side. So we're short all around. We have some big gaps. By the way, I was also curious, okay, what is the net worth for 50-year-olds? It says, this is USA Today just this month, last month, came out with an article that says a middle-aged millionaire's row is the title of this. Average 50-something, well, that's me now. This may be you. Average 50-something now has net worth over $1 million. What? Wait a minute. We don't have that in our 401ks. We don't have that in our savings account. This article caught my eye. Things aren't adding up here. They're not jiving. And then they go on to say, well, that is an average. And there are some outliers. If you think about a bell curve, most people are in the middle. You have outliers to the left going approaching $0 net worth or negative. And you have outliers to the far right. It's those guys on the far right and ladies that are really pulling up the average. The super rich, as they call them here, drive that average way up. So one sidebar for you, when looking at these numbers online and they're talking to you about averages, averages are risky, right? One big number can really skew the curve. The median, I like to always go back to the median. And the median net worth for my cohort, age 50 to 59, it drops quite a bit. We're now sitting at 300,000. Aha. Okay. Now that's still well above and beyond what we saw in the 401ks and what we're seeing in the savings. A lot of us now, and you probably know this if you own your personal home, we've seen a lot of our net worth accrue in the appreciation that we've seen in our houses. By the way, that is one of the reasons why I like to invest in rental real estate. Because I've seen that appreciation not just in my personal house, but in every single one of those rental houses that I own. Double digit houses, all having gone up considerably. But the average net worth for the people in my bracket, 300K. Now, this is stuff I've learned online, right? Just kind of doing a little bit of digging. I got curious. I hit 50. I was like, oh, man, what does this mean? That's the internet picture. But the 50-year-old, per my observations, just people I know, I don't know details of my friends' financial lives necessarily, but just looking around, you know, you've been growing. You've been moving through your career. You probably have a good income by now, right? That's good. We discussed on a radio show just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about credit and credit scores. And I know that from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60, those tend to improve as we get more sophisticated with our finances, with that income, etc. So you probably, if you're 50 like I am, have decent credit. That's good. So good income, good credit. What are your household expenses? Well, those have probably grown over time as well. It's very common. Wages go up and you can look at your cost of living. It's probably gone up in tandem. And as we mentioned earlier, responsibilities, well, those have grown as well. Right? A lot of the people in my peer group, and I had these conversations with my buddies as we were out at a restaurant. A lot of them are part of the sandwich generation, and that may be you as well. Taking care of kids and taking care of your parents that are aging and perhaps in ill health. That doesn't sound too good, but I do have some good news for you. We'll talk about that here in just a minute.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth impacting your family for generations? Del Walmsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, down, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Feeling a little bit older today. Hit the 50 a little bit ago. Feeling great, though. You know, I was curious, what happens at 50? There's all kinds of bad news stuff on the internet, but there's a lot of, it's the golden age, right? Life begins at 50. I don't know. My life began long ago. I've been having a good time for quite a while now. If you can't hear that on my voice on the radio from week in and week out, but a lot of what we've done, or a lot of what we've built is thanks to what we're going to talk about here in this next segment, which is investing in residential rental real estate. This has given us the freedom, which really allows us to do the things that bring us joy. You know, as Abraham Lincoln said, in the end, it is not the years in your life that count. It is the life in your years. And I want you to be able to put more life into your years. But as we were looking at just a moment ago in the last half of the show, the first half of the show, a lot of people in my cohort really aren't there, right? If you read all the press, if you read all the literature on being prepared to retire at the mandated, the prescribed, I guess, age of, in my case, 67, then I need to have $600,000 in my 401k right now, right, as I turn 50, and we know that that's just not the case. If that's not you, that's okay. Don't panic. Don't panic. I didn't have that in my account years ago when we started. We didn't have too much of a net worth, in fact, to begin with. But we built it up, and we built it up again, and it doubles, and it triples, and it quadruples. Now, that article I was looking at on USA Today, it's a bit of a bait-and-switch article. They talk about how 50-year-olds, or that's where you hit millionaire's row. But I like a line in here. They refer to it as the mythical status of millionaire, right? Net household assets, $1 million above your liabilities, right? Assets minus liabilities is net worth. But it's a mythical status. For a lot of real estate investors, wipe that word mythical to the side. You can get there. You can get there by investing in single family houses as well as in apartments. So we do both of those at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, back to my cohort, back to the 50-year-olds that I've observed, right? We're a little bit more mature at this point. Have a good income, have a decent credit if we've been paying attention to what we're doing, have some more responsibilities. But the good news is that with that credit and with that income and with some savings, some capital, you can put a plan into motion to achieve your financial freedom and to retire early. Like I said, 5 years or less. If you follow the roadmap that we hand you at Lifestyles Unlimited, you can do this. You absolutely can. Now, I want to define financial freedom because we talk about that a lot on the show. And financial freedom, well, and I'm going to use two perspectives or maybe two benchmarks to define this. One is it's those very household expenses that I mentioned that tended to have grown in tandem with your wages, your income, your salary. And the other is that income from the job itself. Okay. And what we do as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, as investors in residential real estate, we create passive income with one of those two benchmarks, or maybe even both, in mind as our target. And it may be as simple as buying just one single-family house. And we started a dozen years ago by buying one single-family house. That house added $400 in net income, net profit, to our bottom line every month. Every month. So at the end of the year, we'd added another $5,000. But we didn't buy just one. We bought another one a month later. Same number, doubled that income, that passive income. So you buy one house, you buy another after that. And right now we're seeing houses create anywhere from $200 to $500 a month in cash flow. It depends on the location, depends on the house, depends on the loan, depends on your credit, etc. But you start to build those up. And if your monthly household expenses total, I don't know, let's say $5,000. Well, once you buy enough houses to offset or to match that expense with passive income, you have achieved financial freedom. That is financial freedom, because you're no longer dependent on that job to create the income to cover those expenses, because you have built passive income. Doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, you're making money. In your sleep, overnight, while you're traveling abroad, whatever it may be. So if one house can cash flow as much as $500, let's just take that for an easy number, and my household expenses are $5,000, what do I need? I need 10 houses. Sounds daunting. I know it does. We'll get to that part later, but trust me, I did it. You can do it too. Do we do it through apartments as well? We sure do. But it's not just the cash flow. That's the beauty with our houses and with our apartments. We make money multiple ways. And when I go out and buy a house, I create that cash flow. Very, very important. It's that cash flow that's going to get me to financial freedom. And again, we define financial freedom in the first instance as meeting or exceeding our household expenses. Perhaps I want to attain total freedom from my job and I have a particular income. Maybe that's your target. Okay, just replace household expenses with my income after tax, by the way. That's what you're taking home. That's what you need to target. One of those two. But over time, we do that through the cash flow. But I mentioned a minute ago when we were talking about how most people attained their net worth in the past couple of years, it's through the appreciation they saw on their personal properties. So there's a lot of equity at play in these houses and in these apartments when we buy them. And when we buy them, we buy right. We follow a particular model at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're looking for houses that are distressed that we can go in and renovate, and through that process create additional equity. We call that equity capture. So what are we investing in? We're taking that money. So let's say, again, 50 to 60 in savings, something in your 401k. Maybe you have 50, 60, maybe 70, 80K to start with, just looking at those internet sources. You have plenty of capital to get into houses, and you may have more than you realize. Look at the equity in your house. I know that's another one, another hard pill to swallow. But a lot of members that get started and see that the roadmap is true and is going to get them where they want to go, they will not only pull that money out of the 401k, but they will also do a cash out refi on their house. We did that as well. Pulled out that equity, reinvested it. It's making us money now instead of sitting there doing nothing. So you may have more capital than you realized, and you may have much more than you realized, and you may say, I don't want to do the houses. I'd like to do the apartments. Typically, if you're closer to 100K or so, we'd say go the apartment route. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you to do both. I have a very concrete example, though, I wanted to look at with you. As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter. Your age doesn't matter. Gender doesn't matter. Location doesn't matter. And I'm very excited by what I'm seeing in Texas, but also in some of the markets outside of Texas. Lifestyles Unlimited expanded well beyond our birthplace here in Texas, and we're in places like North and South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, Arizona. And here's a single-family rental investment opportunity that came across my inbox at some point here. This is in Kansas. And I just want to give you a concrete example here so that you can wrap your head around some of the numbers. And this is a house that's distressed. That's typically what we're buying, houses that need work. And we'll go in and we'll put the work into the house. This is a light renovation, by the way, I can tell by the pictures. But estimated cash out of pocket, meaning my investment into the property, under $20,000. So going back to those numbers we just shared, if you have 50, 60, 70K, something like that, can you buy that house? Can you invest in that rental house? You sure can. What are the returns? What's that house going to do for you? Purchase price, by the way, $136K. The after repair value, when it's fixed up, the market value about $185, closing in on $200. And traditionally, in my experience, these guys tend to be a little conservative. It often comes in higher. But with that spread there and with the repairs and with my $20K investment, I'm going to create an additional equity gain of close to $30,000. Put in 20, get a total equity position of 50. 30 of that is just completely created through the process. That's that 150% return on capital gain that I was talking about. Put my capital in, make an immediate 150%, more than doubling. That's what that house does for you. Oh, but it does not stop there, because we make money multiple ways. It cash flows. If it doesn't cash flow, don't buy it. And this one cash flows over $300 per month. Remember, I told you anywhere from $200 to $500. This particular one's going to net somewhere around $300, $3,600 per year, 18% return, 19% return on my investment. So if you take your $20,000 that's sitting in that savings account right now, what is it earning? Anywhere from practically zero to maybe 4.5%, 5%. You can pull that out, invest in a house like this, and make 18, 19, 20% just on the cash on cash. Forget about the equity capture of 100. You more than doubled your money. More than doubled your money. And this is just one example. Just one example. Now, the houses that we are buying, they do need work. Yeah, they do need work. They are distressed. But we go in and repair those, and that is part of the process. And that can seem daunting. That can seem daunting. That is where Lifestyles Unlimited has helped me and can help you. I had no experience, zero experience in real estate investing when we began 12 plus years ago. My wife, same thing, zero, no experience. Nobody in our families had ever done this. Never owned a rental. Shoot, we were renting an apartment at the time. You know, so if you're like me and you've not had any experience, never owned a rental house, never invested passively in apartments, let alone renovated one or, you know, the one or the other, Lifestyles Unlimited helps you there. We teach you the hows. We show you the roadmap. We help you with the mindset. Sometimes fear can stop you from beginning. So we're not just educating you, but we have mentors as well that can stand by your side. And when you do get that fear, when that, I'm close to pulling the trigger, but I can't quite do it. You go and have a conversation with that mentor, and they're going to help you pull the trigger and get going. And you'll see how easy it is. Once you buy that first house, you're very quick to get to the second and the third and the fourth after that. You watch your capital grow. You watch your passive income grow. And eventually you reach that financial freedom. So Lifestyles Unlimited helps you by teaching you the way and showing you the hows to make sure you can get down that path in good measure. And as I said, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. We have members across the nation and even out of the country. Up in Canada, over in Germany, investing from Australia. Investing where it makes sense. And when we find a new market that makes sense, we go in. We go in. So to harken back to the start of the show, like Abraham Lincoln said, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. And as our founder, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, said, hey, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Same idea. Let us help you create the lifestyle and put more life into your years, whether you're 50 now, like I've just attained, or you're in your 20s, or in your 60s. Right? We all have different financial goals. Just comes down to getting a new map, not the one that we heard about earlier, right, in the course of the show, but the map that can really get you there by investing in rental real estate, creating passive income, creating capital gains, doubling your money, doubling your net worth, and continuing to grow. So, hey, I thank you for tuning in today. Again, like Del said, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.